You're listening to Archer Radio. This is Archer from ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queer cast on the internet. Today is Sunday, January 1st, 2006. It's a brand new year, and this is the first show of 2006. My co-host today is the boyfriend. Say hello, boyfriend.
Hello. Happy New Year, Archer listeners.
Okay. Remember about the space between your microphone and your mouth, about 2 inches. Can you do that?
Why is space so important to you?
Because, you know, I'm like, big on space and time and stuff.
Is that your kink?
No. We're listening to some Billie Holiday, Billie Holiday's greatest hits. I don't know how much you can hear that, but the listeners can hear it. You know, first up, I want to actually send out some shout-outs. Do you know what shout-outs are? No, that's you shouting. Oh, God. I want to give some shout-outs to two people. One is Corky Mineola from the Bad Weeds, San Francisco. Last Friday was his 100th show. Back when Corky started, back in the summertime, he asked me for some advice and some help, and I was helping him and giving him some tips and stuff. And he mentioned me on Friday's show. So congratulations, Corky, on your 100th show. Speaking of 100th shows, Larry Vader from the Little Fatty Cast has his, I believe that might even be posted today, his 100th show. And I sent him a little audio saying him congratulations to him. Do you want to say something to them?
Congratulations.
There you go. Now, Mr. Boyfriend, today's January 1st. Do we want to talk about what we did this weekend?
Yes, let's talk about it.
Okay. Well, first of all, we can go all the way back to Thursday when I picked you up from the airport. How happy were you to see me when I picked you up at the airport?
I was very happy to see you.
What do we do on Friday? Anything?
Well, so you picked me up on Thursday.
Then we spent like 12 hours in bed.
Well, and then we went grocery shopping on Friday because
we had
to go grocery shopping for our dinner party.
That's right.
For New Year's Eve, so we did that. And then we went on a shopping spree.
That's right. Don't touch the microphone.
I will touch the microphone.
It makes noises.
You know why I touched the microphone?
Because it's phallic.
It's a phallic symbol, and I like to stroke it.
You are so bad. Now, we went shopping for clothing. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And you bought a good amount of things, didn't you?
All on sale.
That's true. Actually, you did get some great sales. Let's mention some of the stores you went to. You went to Banana Republic.
Yes. And I bought 4 pieces of clothes there for less than $200.
That's right.
Then I went to J. Crew and I bought a turtleneck sweater. And that had been discounted. And then I got another 20% off at the cash register. Then I went to Restoration Hardware.
Wait, 1 minute. You also got one of those cool hip knit hats.
Because you said you liked how I looked.
And I want to take a picture of you in it.
With nothing else on.
Exactly.
I'm used and abused, exploited for your pornographic kink.
It's so that I can earn some money to take a trip down to New Orleans on spring
break. That's right. My cock will get us down to New Orleans.
Okay, so then you went to, after J. Crew, where'd we go?
Well, then we went to Mex, and I bought a sweater on sale for $50 there.
Oh, that sweater. Okay, I couldn't remember.
Then we went to Restoration Hardware. I bought a new shower curtain on sale.
And a shower rug, whatever.
On sale.
On sale. But you did still ended up spending a little chunk of money, didn't you?
Well, because I had budgeted a couple $100 to spend.
Yeah.
And that's what I did.
And the shower curtain looks beautiful. It went in my bathroom at his house. So, what was I going to say? I can't remember. So after we went shopping, then you started doing some cooking, didn't you?
Yes, for you.
Yes, and he cooked me some black-eyed peas.
No, I cooked...
I'm kidding.
chicken with rice.
Oh, that's right. The chicken... what are those called? Chicken flanks or... What are those called?
Chicken cutlets.
Cutlets.
Breastlets.
Breastlets?
Breastettes.
And we actually had a very delicious Wyndham...
No, we did not.
No, we did not. What do we have with
those
chicken?
We had a French Chardonnay, Antonin Roday.
Oh, that's
Bourgogne
right.
Chardonnay, which I did some research, 90-plus Wine Spectator.
And we wrote about it on the Virginia Wine Time.
We wrote about it on our wine blog, and it was very good. Well, then we went to Pearson's, and we bought some... Let me do what I want to do with the microphone.
Do you hear this?
I like it.
I don't.
Who's the special guest?
Who's the podcasting queen?
I'm afraid my publicist will not like how I'm being treated.
Well, but we have everything you ask for in the green room.
Like what? I don't see Avion water here.
There
I don't
six
see
bottles
a
of...
dozen fresh roses just for me to smell.
Well, then maybe you are...
I do not see a basket of exotic fruit, do I see Brad Pitt nude.
Well,
so none of the things I requested in my contract are here.
That's the only one we could not provide, but there are six bottles of chilled Avion water, specifically 37 degrees.
This says Safeway brand select.
It doesn't. Okay. Where were we going? What did we do Friday evening?
Well, we had the Chardonnay. We went to Pearson's. We did some wine tasting.
We did some wine tasting, yes.
We got Amarone. We got an Italian Amarone. We got another Sicilian wine.
We got
discounted.
Our favorite Alois Lagerer or whatever you say.
All of it discounted. We got seven bottles of wine. Like half the price. Well, but we did bring them some wine glasses too.
Yeah. What did he say about those? I didn't even hear your exchange with him.
Oh, he's very grateful to have
them. Okay, good. Because they do a tasting on Friday night and they never have enough glasses, so... The boyfriend packed up some old glasses and offered them to the... is he the owner? Or is he just a...
I don't think he's the owner.
I don't think so either.
I think he's like the wine expert, though. But we got that bottle of Amarone. That was...
That was a good
$45.
Deal.
Discounted to $30, and then I got another 30% off.
I was going to say, I think you only paid like $19 for it, which is amazing. So I'm looking forward to that. What are you going to serve with that?
I'm a bargain slut.
Bargain slut.
Well, with that, you could serve steak. You could have like Tuscan rustic fare. You could do leg of lamb.
For those who don't know, is it a red wine or a white wine?
It's a red wine.
What kind of red?
It looks like the Volpicella style.
Oh.
Pizza wine. Well, Volpicella is like the pizza wine, but this is a little more... Volpicella ranges from very cheap to very sophisticated, so this is very sophisticated.
And see, that's not one that I'm familiar with, so that's good that you know that.
So you could have it with pizza, you could have it with Italian fare, you could have it with a nice leg of lamb with some roasted vegetables.
See, you're just so full of knowledge. So that's going to be a good bottle when we do have it.
Oh, it's going to be excellent, yeah.
Should I turn the TV off?
What is this?
This
what
is
the hell are you doing with that
Desperate Housewives
taser?
Currently, we're recording this show, the podcast, during Desperate Housewives. And as for those of you who watch Desperate Housewives, the Tonight Show is just like a compilation of what has happened so far in the show over the last season and a half. I was going to say, that's why you don't know what's going on.
I know nothing about it.
I just turned it off, so he'll stop being distracted.
I noticed there was a homosexual on there, a young kid.
Yeah, he is gay. He's a hottie, too.
Do they engage in anal intercourse?
They don't show that, no.
Is there any suggestion that they've engaged in anal intercourse?
No, I can't say that they do.
What about...
The only thing they've shown are these boys kissing in a pool, when they're swimming in a pool.
What about fellatio?
They don't show anything like that.
any suggestion they've engaged in fellatio?
No, nothing like that. No.
What about mutual masturbation?
No, I can't say they've shown anything like that.
Well, then it's not very titillating, is it?
Well, it's network television. What can they do?
They could titillate us.
They've only shown the two guys kissing in the pool. That's all they've shown.
Are you titillated right now? Oh, you look at your titties. You are titillated.
Stop. Actually, my nipples are a little hard. Stop.
Okay. They're bullets.
They are bullets. Little bullets.
Rising to the top of the charts.
What does that mean? Okay, let's move on. We were talking about
bargains,
Friday
Pearson's,
yeah, what are we
dinner. Doing? I cooked chicken cutlets. I made a nice little sauce with some special ingredients.
Oh, that's right, with the Parmesan cheese. And did you notice how I just ate it right up? I didn't scrape it off.
All the garlic and all the herbs.
Was there garlic in that?
Yes.
No, there wasn't.
Yes, there was.
It was good. It was very good. I like the almond slivers that you had in there, too.
Good.
That was good. And then, I'm trying to think.
And did you like the goat testicles that I put in the rice?
No. No, but you did, you used the rice that has the little bits of mushroom in it.
And you ate it.
What did I say, though, Friday night when we were eating that dinner?
Oh, mushrooms, my favorite.
That's not what I said.
You ate them.
You did not
pick anything out of the rice.
I said to myself, I'm going to go ahead and eat this because he'll just get mad if I pick out these mushrooms. And then you asked me about it, or we were talking about it, and I said, well, you noticed that I didn't say anything about the mushrooms in the rice, but I know they were there.
And you ate them and admitted you liked them.
It's not that I liked them or didn't like them. They didn't make a significant difference in my mouth.
Because, as I said earlier today, 2005 was the year your taste buds expanded.
Well, that's true, but I don't know about like the texture of the foods, because you know I don't like, it's the whole texture thing that I don't like.
Get over it.
This, okay, then Saturday.
Over it. Now.
Saturday.
Bend over.
Stop it.
He just got two spanky poos. That's why he's laughing. Spanky's tickle Archer. You want another one?
No. Oh. Okay, stop.
You see how he laughs?
Stop.
I'll have to use the riding crop next. He's beyond the bare hands.
Now you're totally teasing me with the riding crop. So Saturday was December 31st.
Pervert.
The end of the year.
That's right.
And you were having some guests over.
Yes, I cooked all day.
He did, and here's how that happened. I left his house. I came home on Saturday because I just couldn't be there while he was cooking. Actually, it's better to stay out of... Wouldn't you say it's better to stay out of your way when you're cooking?
Well, there's nothing you can do to help.
Yeah, so it's just better if I stay out. So I came home and did a few things around my house.
Why?
Why?
You're useless in the kitchen.
That was kind of mean.
Is it true?
It is true, but don't you think that was kind of mean?
Well, it's not as though I can say, honey, would you chop an onion? Would you chop some celery?
What would I say if you said that?
Ooh! Oh, the smells! Oh!
Or wouldn't I say, how do you do it?
Oh, you wouldn't even have said that. You would have looked at the onion. You would have smelled it. Oh, I'm not touching that. Ooh!
All right. So, anyway, I left the boyfriend to do his cooking and I came home. And then I came back around 6:30.
Yes.
So you could get in the shower. And then we basically prepared for the evening. Because the boyfriend, as I said, invited some friends over. We're going to have some dinner. And then ring in the new year with some friends. And
that's right.
Do you want to tell the audience what you prepared for the meal?
Well, we had Riesling as an aperitif.
Ooh, Wyndham.
Wyndham Riesling.
A Virginia winery. Basically, you decide that New Year's Eve was going to be a Virginia winery evening.
We have all Virginia wines.
Right.
And so we had the Wyndham Riesling. We had Riesling friendly food. So I had pepper cheese. I had some spicy pickles and olives. Like green olives would go well with almonds go well with that.
Oh, you had shrimp too.
I had shrimp cocktail. We had some nuts.
Everything went well at the Riesling. That was a really good Riesling, by the way.
Very good Riesling. Then we had, I made a salad with raspberry, blackberry, vinaigrette. I made my own little vinaigrette.
Mm-hmm.
And I had, I chopped like some salami and had some raisins in there, some red pepper.
There's some meat or something in there. Was there some?
Yeah, salami.
Oh, salami, okay.
And then we had southern style foods. We had pork roast that I stuffed with garlic.
Now, let me ask you a question. You said southern style foods. Is this the same meal that you try to do every year on?
Yeah,
on,
I do it every year.
On New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so go ahead.
It's what we have in New Orleans
in
every
New Orleans?
Year.
Okay.
So we had pork roast.
Which was very good, by the way.
And I revealed the secret ingredients this evening.
Well, because this evening, because it's today's Sunday, January 1st, we had the leftovers. And he told me that the secret ingredients was that he stuffed it
with garlic. And as soon as I said that, oh, yes, look, I'm picking one out. I see it.
Because I already knew it. It wasn't.
Didn't do that last night.
Because there wasn't any in my piece that I had.
Dear listeners, when Archer doesn't know what's in his food, he doesn't care.
So the pork roast, and then you made something with like a lot of green stuff in it.
And smothered greens.
Smothered greens. What were they smothered with again?
Ham seasoning.
Oh, that's right. You bought that like pig's foot or something?
No, ham hock.
What's a ham hock?
It's a fatty piece of ham.
From what
it's
part
cut
of
from a ham? I don't know. Like a, I don't know.
The rump?
Something like that. Fatty piece. I don't know.
And that flavors those greens really well, right?
Those were good. Didn't you like them?
Oh, they were delicious.
And then I had...
I didn't eat any of them.
But he needs to. Then I had... Then we had cornbread dressing.
Uh-huh.
And then we had black-eyed peas.
Uh-huh.
Fresh from Louisiana.
Yeah, and actually those have been soaking for like 24 hours,
yeah,
right?
They were good. Smothered cabbage.
That was actually a big hit. Did you notice that?
Yeah. Well, you have to have cabbage, pork, and black-eyed peas.
For the new year.
For luck and prosperity.
Right.
That's a southern thing.
Has it worked for you all these years?
Look how rich I am. Why do you laugh?
Yeah, I know, because you are richer than me, but...
Don't you notice how wealthy we live?
Well, here's the thing. I consider it like rich in other things, not monetarily.
Well, it's supposed to be literally rich. Like, you're going to make a lot of money.
I don't think that really goes with it. Well, anyway, so then you had...
you're winning the lottery anyway.
You had those onions with the prunes in it, right?
Yes. Well, the prunes are for you, because I know how much you like your prunes. So we had caramelized pearl onions. And, I made a cranberry chutney.
That's right.
And we had that with Cabernet Franc.
Ooh, that Grey Ghost Cabernet Franc.
We poured two bottles of it.
We did pour two bottles of it. Yes.
And then for dessert, I decided we would have some simple chocolates on a plate. We bought some...
Actually, you bought a big variety of chocolates.
Dark chocolates. I had some chocolate truffles, some blue cheese with some miniature toasts.
Yeah.
Some chocolate-covered cherries.
But now we changed the wine for that,
and we had some
right?
Cabernet Sauvignon.
Cabernet Sauvignon. The Grey Ghost Cabernet Sauvignon.
That was very good, too.
That was very good, yes.
And then we, a friend brought over some apple pie. So we had apple pie, and then at midnight, we popped open the sparkling Viognier from Horton Vineyards.
Oh, man, that was so good.
It was very good. And we had enough left over. I made mimosas.
That's right, this morning you made this mimosas, morning. Yeah.
Now, of course, Archer will want mimosas every morning now.
Well, every weekend that I'm at your house.
Well...
How many bottles of sparkling Viognier do you have?
One.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Hmm.
So you better come off of your up-to-do lifestyle,
so that not,
Archer.
And not to expect those mimosas.
That's right. Next week you get a can of Tab. Fresco, if you're lucky.
No Tab. Now here's the thing. The whole evening was just perfect. Everything just went fine. Everybody had a good time. The wines were good, the foods were good, everything was just wonderful. And then we turned on the TV about 3 minutes before midnight. And what did we see?
Dick Clark.
We saw Dick Clark. And I'm telling you, it was scary.
Well, he had been debilitated by a stroke.
He had a stroke, major stroke. He's like, what, 76 or 77 years old? I'm not sure how old he is. I thought it was tragic. I don't think he should have been on TV.
Well,
for his own, like, personal, you know.
Well, I think maybe this was Dick Clark wanting to die with his boots on.
Like his last year, hurrah.
Yeah, last year, it came rather suddenly at this time last year. So he didn't go out on his own terms. We're used to thinking of Dick Clark as young, even into his 70s. He never looked his age or acted his age.
No, everybody thought he was like 20 years younger than he really was.
So this proved he was really an old man. And so now he can leave on his own terms.
I just thought they kept coming back to him at that desk with his arm was obviously debilitated or whatever they call it. Just he couldn't use his right arm. He was just sitting there talking.
Yeah.
I just thought it was so sad.
It was sad.
And it was actually distracting me from the whole point of the show, that it was bringing in a new year. I was thinking,
well, the show was pathetic.
Well, yes, it was. Because what did they have? Who were they catering to for that show?
15 to 22.
Exactly. Was it Lindsay Lohan?
I guess so. No, Hillary Duff.
Hillary Duff. That's who the Hillary Duff. Who the fuck knows? I mean, our age.
I would hope no one our age is listening to Hillary Duff.
See, I didn't even know who she was. And then you have to say this too. We only had it on for like 15, 20 minutes maybe. There were like three other singers. Did anybody in the room know who they were?
No.
And we were all in our 40s, right?
Oh, and some trashy girl singers. What, the Pussycat singers?
Oh, yeah, that one friend of yours knew who he was, the Pussycat Girls or something, right?
Something like that.
And I had never heard of them before.
They were trashy looking girls.
They were dressed like sluts.
Sluts.
And they were moving around and pushing their boobs out like they were tramps.
Well, listen,
tramps.
You do that all the time, but at least we're in the privacy of our own bedroom.
Exactly.
But, yeah, nothing classy about it.
But then we ended up staying. I mean, people... When did people finally start leaving? Like,
I guess by 12:30.
Oh, no, I think it was closer to 1 o'clock, yeah. Because we got into some discussions and talking and stuff,
yeah.
And just, you know, things lingered.
Yeah.
And then we stayed up to, like, 3 o'clock.
Because you were being silly.
No, well, first of all...
You were being silly.
We stayed up until, like, 2:40 cleaning.
Yeah, we did dishes.
We cleaned the entire house before we went to bed. Except for vacuuming. We didn't run the vacuum.
We didn't mop my floor, either.
Well, no.
Oh, so, bend over.
Stop it.
Oh, that got him by surprise.
You sure did.
Look how he's laughing. It didn't even hurt. All right, a little harder this time. Mop that floor.
Ow, 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 stop it. That hurts. Now, seriously, your floor was disgusting.
Because someone came in, somebody had something on their shoes.
But then during the night, three things got spilled on the floor.
Well, that pot of black eyed peas that fell on the floor. I remember how that happened.
And then some of the cranberry chutney juice came in. I spilled that.
You did that one.
And then when you opened the bottle of sparkling Viognier, it shot all over the place, you said.
It did.
So three sticky things were on the floor.
Well, I mopped it today because Archer refused to mop the floor.
Well, because I don't do that. I don't mop floors. Okay, so let's get back to the whole 2006 thing. What are you hoping to happen in 2006? Anything major?
Yes.
Well, I guess I should say, do you have any resolutions for 2006.
I don't make resolutions. I just resolve to continue to do whatever I have to do to get to
the next year.
Yeah.
I decided not to make any resolutions either because I never keep them, and I just think they're stupid.
Well,
I mean, there are things that I like to accomplish in the year. Like, of course, I would like to become a successful seller on eBay of my artwork. I would also like to try to lose weight, of course. That's an ongoing every year.
Which means you're going to eat your smothered greens.
And I think my diet will change this year.
Oh.
Now, I do have some medical issues up with my the gastro part, my esophagus that I'm having some tests on Thursday.
At least one vegetable this year.
Okay, how about carrots?
You already eat those.
How about potatoes?
You already eat those.
Oh, it has to be when I don't eat?
Yes.
Oh, God, I don't like any of the other ones.
You have to have at least one phytochemical, something green.
Okay, we are going to make a rule for 2006. And you're going to live by it.
Oh, no. If this is about not talking about your bad diet, no.
No. You are going
to... Your bowel movements?
Exactly. You are going to resolve not to discuss my bowel movements.
Unless it's in a clinical discussion. If we are having an intelligent conversation about medical processes.
When does that happen?
When we talk about, I don't know.
You just hold up your two fingers making a V, for like a two, and shake them.
Well, because we know that you have some colonic backup issues.
That's from this medication I'm taking. You know what?
It's an ongoing issue. I have offered to hook up the hose pipe and clean out the sludge.
Okay, look, I got my prescription today in the mail.
And you're taking it out of the trash can?
The thing that talks about the side effects.
Is it that stuff that gives you bad diarrhea?
Look at this, cautions. Possible side effects. Constipation.
Well, that's no problem for you. You're always constipated.
Well, I'm telling you, I think it's worse with the medication. I don't think we need to discuss my... And definitely not on a fucking podcast.
Well, because we know you're going to get a colonic this year, and we will report all the details.
When did you make that decision?
We discussed it last night.
Where was I?
You were going to Dr. Yi, and he is going to give you...
A colonic. Don't you think I'd have to go like every 2 weeks?
With mineral oil.
Oh, okay. This is disgusting. This is absolutely disgusting.
Princess Diana had colonics.
Okay, I don't care about her. I mean, I don't care about her having colonics is what I mean.
Oh, I think you'll be whistling a tune when you're done.
My ass will be whistling. All right, I think it's time to end this podcast. What do you think?
You could water the plants with your ass.
I've seen porn like that.
I have too, actually. Have you? It's kind of disgusting.
It is disgusting.
I've seen straight porn like that, though.
Oh, no, this is gay porn.
Girls do this. Girls shoot things. Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah. All right, we're going to end this podcast, but you know what? You're going to hang around for a second podcast. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Because you owe it to me. All right, so say goodbye.
Bye.
Until next time, boys and girls.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.